next item is conditional use number 1948, Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve CU 1948 for Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood for professional offices based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use is generally similar to the other uses in the vicinity of the property. The project, with conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. The use of the property for small professional offices will not generate a significant increase in the traffic or noise. The site with direct frontage on Route 1 is no longer reasonably usable as a resident, according to the applicant's testimony. The applicant stated that they intend to maintain the residential appearance of the property. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. The use of the property shall be limited to a small-scale professional offices, such as doctors, lawyers, artists, studio, accountants, or similar uses. There shall be only two professional offices allowed on the property. There will be only one unlighted sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Any security lighting shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. No outside storage shall be allowed on the premises. A 6-foot-tall screened fence shall be installed along the northern boundary of the property line. Hours of operation shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 5 days per week. The parking shall comply with all code requirements for the particular use of this property. The final site plan shall clearly show all required parking, and the parking areas must be clearly marked on the site. The site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
I move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1948, Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, let the record reflect that I did not vote as I was not at the public hearing and have not had a chance to review the record.
Okay, the motion carries 4-1 with Mr. Johnson
4-0.
4-0, I'm sorry, 4-0 with Mr. Johnson not voting.